Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom. Just a few days ago, we celebrated the feast of the Blessed Virgin Mary's Nativity. And this Tuesday, we celebrate the feast of her holy name. I'd like to share a few thoughts and comments upon these two feasts. St. Alphonsus Liguori says, having been destined to become the mother of the eternal Word, this child, Mary, was enriched with so great a grace that even at the moment of her immaculate conception, she exceeded all the saints and angels in sanctity. For she was given a higher order of grace, which corresponded to her dignity of Mother of God. She was born a great saint. Mary's soul was the most beautiful soul that God ever created. How delightful a sight to heaven and earth must have been the beautiful soul of this happy child. Let us then rejoice with our beloved infant, who was born so holy, so dear to God, and so full of grace. We can also rejoice at her creation and birth because by creating Mary, God gave us one of the greatest means we have to save our mortal souls. The saints teach us that, approved by the Church, that all the graces that Jesus, our divine Savior, merited for us for eternal salvation come to us by God's design through Mary's intercession and prayers as a channel. The author of a book on the consecration of ourselves to Mary states, one of the greatest means of final perseverance and salvation we have is devotion to the Blessed Mother. It is the constant teaching of the Church that devotion to God's Mother is not only a means, but a pledge that is a promise of eternal salvation. She is our life, our sweetness, and our hope. She loves us with the same love she has for her firstborn child. She was made to be the Mother of Mercy, and her mission on earth and in heaven is not to judge, but to show mercy and to open her pierced heart wider and wider to the poor banished children of Eve, who cry to her for help. As St. Bernard says, she is always merciful. She is only merciful. She is our Mother of Mercy. How great and powerful is Mary's merciful intercession with God for us sinners is expressed by many saints. Just to quote a few, St. Ignatius of Antioch said, way back in the second century, a sinner can be saved only through the Holy Virgin Mary, who by her merciful prayers obtained salvation for so many who, according to God's strict justice, would be lost. St. Alphonsus Liguori says, it is impossible that a servant of Mary be damned, provided that he serves God faithfully and commends himself to her maternal protection. St. Anselm says, he who turns to thee, O Mary, and is regarded by thee cannot be lost. St. Antonine says, as it is impossible for those from whom Mary turns away her eyes of mercy to be saved, so it is necessary that they to whom she turns her eyes of mercy and for whom she prays be saved and glorified. At the time, of course, that Mary was born, her parents, St. Joachim and St. Anne, gave her her name. And the name given to her was not just at a human choice, but it was inspired by God. to express the dignity in the role that God had conferred upon her. The author of a book on Mary says, Mary's name signifies three things. First, star of the sea. Second, one who enlightens. And third, lady. Mary is the star of the sea because she shows us, poor mortals, who are tossed about by our passions in this world, the shortest and safest way to reach the longed-for goal of heaven. She is a most helpful star, lighting up our way to heaven by the example of her life, by the blessings of her mercy, by the splendor of her glory. The name Mary also means lady, that is, lady par excellence, the lady, the queen of heaven and earth. The name Mary, given to us by God, given to her by God, has a certain power that God gave just to her name, as he did to the name of Jesus, expressed in Scripture. The devil once said, speaking, I think was during an exorcism, I believe, he said, there are three things I fear, the name of Jesus, the name of Mary, and the brown scapular. Elsewhere, he's also said, he therefore fears the rosary, those who pray the rosary, the power of the rosary. St. Louis de Montfort says, where Mary is, there the evil spirit is not. As respiration is a certain sign the body is not dead, the frequent thought and loving invocation of Mary is a certain sign. The soul is not dead by sin. St. Alphonsus, again, he says that in time of temptation against the virtue of purity, when we call upon the name of Mary and Jesus, we are not likely to ever consent to such temptations. St. Alphonsus, in his book called The Glories of Mary, he tells a story of a man who trained his parrot to say the name Mary. One day the parrot got out of his cage, flew outside, was flying around, and a large hawk saw this small bird and surely thought to himself, well, it's time for lunch or dinner. And as the hawk was swooping down to kill the small parrot, the parrot, seeing the hawk coming, cried out, Mary, Mary. Guess what happened? That hawk fell dead to the ground. Now, that was not natural. That was obviously supernatural. God let that happen so that story would be told generation after generation to impress upon us the power he's given to the name Mary. Even an animal, a bird, invoking her, received her powerful help. St. Bernard, who had a great devotion to Mary, in one of his famous praises of Mary says, if the winds of temptation blow, if you stumble against the reefs of tribulation, look to the star, call upon Mary. If you're agitated by waves of pride, ambition, complaining, envy, look at the star, call upon Mary. If anger or seduction of the flesh agitates the fragile ship of your soul, look to the star, call upon Mary. In dangers, in troubles, in doubts, think of Mary, call upon Mary. Following her, you do not go astray. By praying to her, you do not despair. Thinking of her, you do not go wrong. If she holds you up, you do not fall. If she protects you, you have nothing to fear. If she accompanies you, you will arrive at the goal of heaven and thus experience within yourself how rightly it was said, and the Virgin's name was Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, Holy Ghost, Amen.